Welcome to the weekend, everyone. Our reading today is Isaiah chapter 33, verses 2 to 6. But the Lord be merciful to us, for we have waited for you. Sorry, let me start again. But Lord, be merciful to us, for we have waited for you. Be our strong arm each day, and our salvation in times of trouble. The enemy runs at the sound of your voice. When you stand up, the nations flee. Just as caterpillars and locusts strip the fields and vines, so the fallen army of Assyrians will be stripped. Though the Lord is very great and lives in heaven, he will make Jerusalem his home of justice and righteousness. In that day he will be your sure foundation, providing a rich store of salvation, wisdom and knowledge. The fear of the Lord will be your treasure. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So on our last day with Stephen, he has entitled his reflection, A Foundation for Our Times. The focus verses are verses 5 and 6. The Lord is exalted. He dwells on high. He fills Zion with justice and righteousness. He will be the stability of your times. Abundance of salvation, wisdom and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is Zion's treasure. So he writes, as I write on my laptop, I am considering Isaiah's times and our times. Things are so different today, and yet there are many things we hold in common with the writers of the Hebrew Scriptures. Today, unlike Isaiah's time, if we are connected to the internet, we can access a huge amount of information, more than any one person could absorb. If we are not connected to the internet, we are excluded from accessing the knowledge which others now take for granted. But all this knowledge, indeed all the knowledge on this earth, can't provide stability for human beings. When I use the internet, every bit of information, knowledge or wisdom seems to carry the same weight. All are accessible by simply clicking on a link on the screen. But how do I know which is which, information or wisdom? The prophetic writings in the book of Isaiah come from a very different context. Can that poetry speak to me? It does, and Isaiah's words give direction, support and encouragement. Isaiah tells us that God fills Zion with justice and righteousness, and it is God's salvation, wisdom and knowledge which gives stability. Here is a foundation which can be built on. If we can acknowledge that God is exalted high above our thoughts and ways, or indeed our internet-connected world, then we will find treasures in abundance. With God's wisdom and salvation as our foundation, lasting treasures will adorn our lives. Amen to that. So the thought for today is, what treasures am I seeking? How can I share the treasure I find with others? Let us pray. Creator God, you are high above anything we can understand or imagine, yet you love us. Fill us with your justice and righteousness, and by your salvation, build in us your wisdom and knowledge. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Today, we are in our parish prayers, we are praying for our ward councillors, for Calderdale Council, and for all community support groups. And it's very apt today, talking about wisdom and knowledge. We pray, Lord, that all who work in the public sector We ask that they may look to the Creator for wisdom and knowledge to help them serve the people in their constituencies. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Our streets today are Grove Street, Greenside Gardens, Hanover Street, Height Green, Highfields, Hillcrest, Hillcrest Avenue, and Hilltop. Lord, may those who live and work in those places seek a foundation that is based on your wisdom and your knowledge. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We say together, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And so the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen. So have a lovely Saturday, everyone, and I will see you tomorrow, and hope you can be in church with us as Bishop Jonathan comes to worship with us tomorrow. We look forward to that. Okay then, bye for now.